Seemed like it was just the other day. Actually, it was in August. We were talking about Varsity Brands, this giant that lives in Farmers Branch that sells all the sports apparel and academic apparel and memorabilia. And they had an association with KKR that was reported to be worth $4.75 billion. Now, a new announcement that they're becoming, to a great degree, an employee-owned company. Varsity Brands CEO Adam Blumenfeld joins us right now. You've been busy. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, David. It's great to see you, and we have tried to stay busy. You're exactly right.
So let me get this right. So you sold the company again in August, and then now you've turned around and sold it to the employees. How does that work?
So we sold the business in August to KKR, a terrific sponsor and private equity partner, as you know. And part of the joy of being in the KKR family is we get to participate in the ownership opportunity, and they bring this muscle to the business that effectively allows us to carve out a pool of capital. And every one of our 7,000 employees, as of literally today, when we let them know, has become an owner in the company for the first time in the history of our organization.
Wow. This is not exactly an ESOP, but it's not unlike that, right?
It's not unlike it, but it is not by definition an ESOP. It's a pool of set aside capital that is meant, and it's based on the performance of the business in the ensuing years, that is set aside for employees of the business that are there, that are here today, and employees that we will add, that we intend to add over the course of what might be the next 4 to 6 years.
Talk about the business a little bit. I think your father was first on this program, I don't know, 30 years ago or something or other. And we've been through this series of roll-ups, and I remember the excitement when Lawrence Herkimer's, you know, cheerleading business was folded in and everything else. Talk about the reach of the business right now.
You know, the business has changed a lot. It's been through 6 different transactions over the last 25 or 30 years, like you referenced, from the beginning days when my dad started the business on the sporting goods side. The reach of the business, it's about a $2.5 to $2.75 billion business that sells to every zip code in the United States. And think of it as all things sport. So it's cheer, dance, band, and on-field, on-mat, off-mat. Anybody that buys in bulk, or families, fans, and supporters from the kind of cradle to college category, anybody that's affiliated with a club, sport, or school, or all-star gym, community. These are the kinds of customers that we attempt to surprise and delight every day.
Well, with that sort of distribution network, I mean, you could do anything. There are all sorts of, you know, spin out opportunities from that. And you've done some of them too.
It is fun to think about where the business can go in the next 5 years. And that's what we think about with KKR. You know, the business is a big platform, and it's not just Scholastic. It's into the full sport community. It's into the experience business, because we're running more camps, over 6,500 camps a year, nearly 300 events and competitions a year. This is all about creating an experience for 55 million kids out there. And we're thinking about all kinds of ways to engender that kind of connective tissue between Varsity Spirit, our cheerleading asset, and BSN Sports, the business that my dad founded that is really in that sporting goods segment. It all accrues up to Varsity Brands. And we, even in the course of this, we've changed kind of our nomenclature and how we describe our tagline as in the game for good, because this is a business that really does have a purpose and a mission to help a bunch of kids, but we're sticking around. We've been doing it a long time, and we're going to do it for a lot longer.
You know, it seems to me like the playing field keeps getting bigger too. I would think that Title IX was probably a major shot in the arm. You have a lot of women participating in, or well, a lot of women's sports that were created. But now women's sports are so hot, you know, starting with basketball and everything else. And that has to help help demand for your products.
Well, it does. Youth sports in general is on fire. And what I mean by that is in a good way. The demand for a healthier lifestyle, team, community, all the lessons you learn in sport that we all learned growing up, they're real. And they generate better outcomes for kids, not just in sport, but in life. And so on the female side of the ball, Title IX has certainly been a catalyst. We have a program called Surge, which is all about female empowerment, dealing with social and emotional learning, and making sure the female community gets their fair share of the pie. And, you know, volleyball, softball, track and field, women's basketball and lacrosse, have all been enormous levers of not just growth for this company, but for participation for women and girls in sport in America.
And it seems like the sports keep growing, too. You know, lacrosse became a deal here, you know, in the United States. Well, in the broad United States, like it never was before. That's grown over the last 10 or 15 years. Now, I don't know. Are you involved in pickleball, too? That seems to be.
You know what? I'm embarrassed to say that I am involved heavily in pickleball. However, it has not made its way into mainstream sport. I bet it does, though, that when you get sports like this, they tend to trickle down. And I will not be surprised to see high schools and club teams in competitive pickleball and paddleball and padel leagues in the very near future.
You know, the going back to the announcement of the employee participation and ownership, I mean, that's a good thing for the people, especially you guys do well, and I would assume that it helps their net worth. But also, it must bind your employees to you. And that's as an employer, you've always got to be looking for ways to recruit and retain employees.
Yeah, this is probably the most significant announcement we've made to our employees in the 30 years I've been doing this. Because number one, to your point, it's highly retentive. It gives me a reason to stick around. You must be present to win, so to speak. And it also gives people a great cause to join the Varsity Brands mission, join BSN Sports, join Varsity Spirit. We're putting aside $250 million into this pool. So this is not a small opportunity for each individual member of our 7,000 person team. It's a real payday if we do what we intend to do over the course of the next 5 years.
You've had partners for a long time. You know, KKR, the old Kogberg, Kravis Roberts took over from Bain Capital, I guess Charles Bank and others beyond that. But do they leave you alone? Because I mean, you run this like a family owned company.
You know, it's a great question because they don't leave us alone. And I love it. We were a $180 million company back in 2010 when we first went private. Today, we're a $2.5 to $2.75 billion revenue company. There is no way we would have grown to the size and scale and success that we have today and be able to help so many customers. No chance of the kind of operational and process change that's required to be excellent at logistics and supply chain and digital innovation without the support that some of these partners you mentioned, like Charles Bank, Bain Capital, and now KKR, and Onyx OnCap Capital out of Canada to begin with, brought to this business. Each one of them brought another angle, a different twist at how to create value for the customer. And I feel like private equity a lot of the time gets a bad rap. People think that it's just in the business of chopping up companies and buying them and selling them. Quite the opposite. The last 15 years, 0% chance this business could have been at the heights or reached the heights that we've come to without the help of these partners.
All right, so what's next? I mean, you've got, 7,000 employees. You're spread around North America. What's next? Do you grow by acquisition or do you grow by growth?
Yeah, I think that that's a good question. And we've got a value creation plan we handed to KKR. So KKR is not here to change the trajectory of what we're headed. What they invested in is our vision. And that vision, candidly, is to double or triple the size of this business.
Organically?
Organically and through M&A. I think we'll do targeted and potentially transformational M&A, but in the categories that we understand. So in the categories of sport, in the world of spirit, which is cheer and dance, getting deeper into a community. How do we deal with consumers? How do we deal with do-it-yourself? How do we deal with families and fans and supporters of high school and collegiate athletics, not just the schools and the gyms themselves? These are all the kinds of things that we think about with a huge emphasis, David, on club and travel teams going forward, because so much capital and so much of our parental time is going into traveling the country and helping kids play 24/7, 365, their sport of choice.
So the growth has been phenomenal. The trajectory is clear. And it'll be interesting to see how the employees react. I would think that, like I say, I'd talk to you in a year and see what the retention's like. My guess is really going to be strong.
I think that's a good plan. You know, the employees today are extremely excited, but the real work starts now. We have to make this real and tangible for our employees. You know, consistently, we've got to report out to them. We're treating our employees like shareholders, and we're going to report out to them every 90 days how we're doing and let them feel like they are part of the ownership process because they are actually owners.
Yeah, it's probably better than facing the Wall Street analysts every 3 months or so. So are you the 800-pound gorilla in this business?
You know what? I don't even think of it like that. I mean, we certainly think of ourselves as thought leaders and stewards in sport and spirit. But my version of being a leader is how many lives and how many kids and how many programs can we impact? If we keep focused on the customer, we're doing our job right. If we ever get distracted and too proud of ourselves about what we've built or what kind of, you know, what we've created here, we're missing the message. And there's so much more to do. Believe it or not, this is a $55 or $60 billion industry, and we're $2.5 billion of it. So there's a lot more to go do.
That's Adam Libenfeld, the CEO of Varsity Brands. We appreciate the time today. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.